Monster! Monster, come in!
It was then that Tivian could hear the screams of injured men coming from somewhere above. Around him, the locals began hasty speculation.
Trolls?
No, wrong season for trolls.
Are there any cudgels?
We need weapons.
We need weapons.
In moments, the tavern keeper was distributing cudgels and quarterstaff he had taken from the back room, and half-drunk men were charging into the night to drive off the invader, whatever it was. Tivian watched the excitement with a dispassionate eye, hoping the mob would keep any inhuman beast from assaulting his person, but also incredulous that any such group of toothless yokels could ever constitute a competent fighting force.
Should we go help?
Don't be ridiculous. This has nothing to do with us.
No sooner had Tivian spoken those words than a distressingly familiar gnoll appeared in the doorframe. And it was looking straight at him. The galley was still as the patrons gaped at the gnoll's muscular bulk. Snow, blown in from outside, played about its feet and glazed its golden furred shoulders. Its copper eyes glittered in the guttering lamplight. About its waist was fashioned a crude lanyard from which hung an assortment of dead rabbits, but it was otherwise unclothed and unarmed. Unarmed, that was, if one didn't count the white fangs it no doubt concealed inside its snout. It leveled a thick, hairy paw at Tivian and pointed. For the second time, the smuggler's insides twisted at the thought of the beast possessing such human-like hands. Everybody in the tavern followed the beast's gesture and found Tivian and Artis on their feet, faces pale.
It wants them travelers!
What happened next, Tivian had to admit, was a credit to Galaspiner hospitality. Two men advanced on the knoll, stools in hand, aiming to brain the creature before it went another step. Tivian, who had seen the beast in action before, knew what was going to happen. The gnoll dropped a shoulder and rammed one man to the floor, while blocking the other man's blow with the precise sweep of a massive forearm. It then followed up this block with a punch to the guts, folded the man in half, and dropped him. Threatening travelers might have encouraged a pair of men to attack, but the casual pummeling of two of their own was enough to raise the whole place against the intruder. Angry drunks with bottles, bar stools, clubs, knives, and even fists descended on the beast, their courage bolstered by their liberal intake of beer in the hours before. The battle did not go well for the forces of humanity. The gnoll, possessing an agility that belied its massive size, felled men as easily as one might whack the heads off daisies. Its broad, sloping shoulders absorbed blows that might have killed lesser beings with little apparent distress, and its counterattack never failed to remove a man from the melee permanently. If they came at it with weapons, it took their weapons away. If they threw things, it dodged. If they jumped on its back, they found themselves hurtling through the air. Artis snatched up a half-empty beer mug and moved to join the defense. Tivian caught his arm.
Artis, back door, now!
But it'll kill them!
Tivian winced. The ring bit down on his hand like an iron vice.
Better them than us!
A man with a bloody face flew at the two of them, causing Tivian to dive to the floor. The unfortunate victim smashed chin first into their table.
Idiot! Trying to fist fight a gnoll indeed!
Yeah!
Tivian looked up to see the boy charging into the fray, which had moved away from the door and was halfway across the room toward Tivian. In between its devastating attacks, he noted that the gnoll was still casting significant glances in his direction. Tivian grimaced and, hoping Artis's sacrifice would give him a good head start, beat a hasty retreat. He had barely made it up the back stairs to the deck of the River Inn and slammed the door behind him when he was doubled over by a white-hot flash of searing pain. He fell to a crouch and beat his hand against the planks.
Stop it! Stop it, you son of a bitch!
The pain did not stop. Tivian managed to stand anyway. He ran, blindly, along the slick, snow-dusted decks of the Wandering Fountain. With every step, he felt as if more of his hand began to blister and burn away, but he ran anyway.
I will not be controlled. I will not be controlled!
He tripped on a rope and rolled down a flight of stairs, hand and arm clutched to his chest. He was barely aware of where he was.
Croft! What do you want me to do? You want me to go back there and die? What would that accomplish?
Tivian rolled to his knees. Then he shuffled back up the stairs and onto the deck. His vision was blurred with tears as the ring seemed to brand his very bones with its infernal heat, the pain throbbing from his fingertips to his shoulders. He dared not look down, convinced that all that remained of his right hand was bones and ash. Ahead, dimly, he thought he saw a stable.
Yes, a horse!
If he could just climb atop one and spur it on, it would take him away. With any luck, the gnoll would be too injured from the fight to follow. Determination revitalized. He staggered across the deck, vision tunneling so that all he could see was the door to the stable in front of him. The ring blazed on, punishing him, but with each step, Tivian felt the pain fade. He was beating it. He thought of that prig, Darian.
Your ring's no match for me! I knew it! I knew it!
He reached the door, the pain almost gone. He pulled it open, stepped inside, and found himself in the back hall of the galley again.
What? Croth!
Tivian whipped the door back open and looked out. There, in the growing moonlight, he could see his footsteps silhouetted clearly in the snow. They staggered from side to side along the river end's decks, but ultimately went in a circle. He glared down at the ring. His hand was completely unharmed.
You sneaky bastard!
Tivian felt the ring pinch.
Well, since I have no choice...